All right, we're going to take a quick break. And right after this break, we're going to have, well, a slew of guests. Put on your seatbelt. We've got a lot to cover tonight. Tell your friends, tweet, text, email, Facebook, Gitter, True Social, Frank Social, whatever you got to do. Tell them to tune in Brandon House Live on the many platforms we're on, LindellTV.com, WorldViewTube.com. Have you ever heard of that? WorldViewTube.com. We stream there live, WorldViewTube, WorldView and then T-U-B-E, just like YouTube, but not liberal, WorldViewTube.com, LindellTV, Rumble.com/Brandon House Live. Rumble.com/Brandon House Live. Brighteon, Band.video. We're all over the place. QUXNow.com. That's the little box. It's like Roku, but they will not censor us. In fact, their owners asked us to start streaming on their live. I know them, Millie Weaver and her husband, for a long time. They said, we really want you on here. And so there we are streaming now on QUXNow.com. It's your conservative alternative to Roku. You just order it up, hook it to your flat screen television, hook it to your wireless router, and you're streaming live. And by the way, when you go to check out, use the code WVW, and they'll knock $25 off. Not only is this the conservative alternative to Roku, but they do not track your data. They will not track and sell your data. So this is truly the conservative alternative to Roku and so much that is out there today. QUXNow.com. Get the little device. Lindell TV's on there. My network is on there. Rudy Giuliani is on there. A lot of conservatives joining, folks. And you can stream it all for free once you get your box. QUXNow.com. Use the code WVW when you check out. And they'll knock $25 off. All right? Take a quick break. Be right back after this break.
Hello, I'm Brandon House. Several years ago, I worked with a team and we developed Extractgevity. It's an all-natural energy and health drink. All-natural energy and health drink. It includes bilberry extract, red wine extract, grapeseed extract, pine bark extract, and vitamin C. Now, you don't have to take my word for it. You can go do your own homework on the benefits of these extracts that are loaded with antioxidants. You can order it now at mystore.com. You'll get a savings if you use the code B66. Use the code B66 and you'll save. It's available at mystore.com. Again, an all-natural energy and health drink. And, of course, I have to throw in the disclaimer. This product has not been approved or evaluated by the FDA. It's not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease. But please, check out the all-natural energy and health drink, Extractgevity, at mystore.com. Hello, I'm Brandon House. At WVWTVstore.com, we have emergency freeze-dried food that has a 25-year shelf life, and it tastes really good. I've eaten many of the entrees. Let me show you. Go to WVWTVstore.com. At the top of the page, click Emergency Food Supplies, then All Emergency Food Supplies, and it starts bringing up the foods we have. We have 1 year, 2 year, we have 3 months, 6 months, we have gluten-free, we have fruit and veggie and snacks, we have protein with real meat, we have Franklin's Finest coffee, that's instant coffee. So folks, if the power goes out, I need my coffee, so I actually get it by the bucket, but you can get simple servings as well. Check it all out at WVWTVstore.com. A 25-year shelf life, and it tastes really good. You can also call 901-468-9357. Libby will take your order, track it all the way to your door. 901-468-9357.
All right, welcome back. Glad you guys are with us. Take a look at my computer here. WVWTVstore.com. Sales in the last 24 hours have spiked. Why? Because everybody's freaking out. And that's fine. I'm glad you're getting ready. But what I keep trying to tell people for years is don't wait till bad news starts being broadcast to get ready. Because one of these days it's going to happen and happen so fast you won't have time to get ready. I mean, we have so many crises on our doorstep. So I'm glad people are getting ready. We offer that service at WVWTVstore.com. It's a big part of our general operating budget. But again, whenever bad news starts floating around, people start thinking seriously. But you don't want to do that really too much. You want to think about what you need to do calmly and prepare accordingly now before things start falling apart, okay? And I'm afraid too many people are going to wait till the last minute. And that's when you're going to start seeing the shelves go bare because they start to panic. And they start to buy up an awful lot. And the supply chain can't keep up in the place it's in. But this is it, folks. You got to take this seriously because, again, I can tell you what I think is coming. And I've got a long track record of being accurate. Go read my 14 books. Go read what I wrote in 93 in that book, in my book in 95. I talked about tracking vaccine tracking systems in my book in 95. And would the government use it to eliminate political enemies? I talked about social credit scores modeling China. So it's not hard to study the trends and to write about them if that's what you do and do full time, and I do. So if I told you everything that I think is coming, you may not believe some of it. But I'll tell you, when it does start to happen, you're not going to have a lot of time to prepare. You need to do it now. So I'm glad people are getting ready. We're seeing the numbers tick up again. But people should have been getting ready months ago. But at least they're getting ready. Here's the information right here, WVWTVstore.com. We have all kinds of emergency food, freeze-dried food. I've eaten many of the entrees. They taste very good. Just go to the website, emergency food supplies, all emergency supplies. There you go. We have all kinds of things from seeds to coffee to protein bars to 6 months, 3 months, 2 year, 1 year freeze-dried food. We have gluten-free. We have fruit and veggie buckets. And then if you go to emergency supplies, just click emergency supplies. That'll bring up the various emergency supplies. Our off-the-grid oven. We have the seed vault with heirloom seeds. We have the 100-hour candle. We have the surgical kits for stitches should the crisis develop such that you don't want to go out, but someone needs stitches or you have a doctor or nurse in your area. We have the full EMT bag. I don't know what color you're going to get now. It could be, I think, blue. I think when I walked through the warehouse the other day, it was a big stack of blue. Sometimes they're blue, sometimes they're red. But do not call and complain that you wanted a red one and got a blue one or vice versa. Let's be adults about it, folks. We're doing good just to get the products. You cannot believe sometimes how hard it is for us just to get the inventory. So let's not make a big deal or whether your bag is blue or whether your bag is red. Just be thankful you got the contents. We have water filters. We have water filters and then the water systems themselves. We have the pots to be able to boil the water, to make the freeze-dried food, thinking through all the steps and processes. All of it's there at WVWTVstore.com, or you can call 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357, if you'd like to purchase over the phone, all right? We also have a new company that joined us, that joined us last night. Logan, do you remember what that URL is for that company last night? Do you remember what that is? Who? That doesn't sound like Logan's voice. Is that Logan's voice? Let's see here. It is not Logan's voice. TW, there it is. TW, put that on the screen, guys, please. TWC.health/Brannon. TWC.health/Brannon. Okay? Put that on the screen if you guys would. And when you do, that'll bring you to the Wellness Center. All right? This is a complete emergency medical kit, ivermectin and all these things. So again, if you're concerned about what it is they're planning to send our way, you can get your wellness, your full wellness company medical emergency kit that has all of these different things that you see on the screen, including ivermectin and other things in this emergency kit right here. Okay, there you go. You see all that? Medical emergency kit guide, all the pills and everything. This is by my buddy, Dr. Jim Thorpe. This is Dr. Jim Thorpe. This is Dr. Peter McCullough. So again, go to the website. Here it is. Just use the URL, TWC, the Wellness Center, TWC.health/Brannon. You guys got that on the screen now? TWC.health/Brannon. This is what you need to have on hand, okay? And again, with all the craziness going on in the world today, with what they're planning, you want to have your emergency wellness kit brought to you by my buddy, Dr. Jim Thorpe and Dr. Peter McCullough. So TWC.health/Brannon. All right, joining me now is Jane Jin. I've interviewed her in person at CPAC. She was born and raised in China, and she is going to give us an update on what she thinks China is up to. Jane, welcome back to the broadcast. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me.
So
now,
yes, absolutely. Our pleasure to have you with us. Tell me what is going on with the economy in China. What is going? There's been flooding over there. I understand a lot of people are upset. Some people are even shocked that Xi Jinping left the country, went to South Africa for the BRICS meeting. That he should be concerned about holding on to power over there. You can give me your thoughts on that. But with all that's going on, with the people being upset, the economy, do you believe this is pushing them to have to move up their timetable for going after Taiwan in order to distract the people of China and to whip up the nationalistic fervor inside Red China?
Yes, because in China right now, financial situation is very bad. Those unemployment people, the number, the government even don't want to publish it anymore, especially those newly graduated university students. Last time in June, there were more than 21% of them out of a job. But actually, the real number most likely could be 30 or even more. I know somebody went back to China from the United States more than 1 year. Now it's almost close to 2 years, still have no job. And other people, I don't know, but according to the relatives and friends and people who are from China, still in China, and all the data shows the Chinese economy and employment is all bad. And for the political thing, right now, after the so-called COVID, we call it the CCP virus, people already fed up with the government because the Xi Jinping dictatorship really don't care about the people's lives. And plus, recently, those human-made flood is for protecting Xi Jinping's project in lowest position, the location geographically. Professional people warned him there is a big flood could happen in this area where you want to build the new city, but he didn't care. So now, recently in near Beijing, Hebei province, they just, without any notice, just opened a human-made flood and made thousands of people disappeared. All those numbers are fake, and because the Chinese regime always cover up the true numbers. So politically, basically, in the past, people are afraid of the regime. So don't want to talk, don't want to speak out, and even write something, still be very careful. But ever since last time, blank paper movement, people are more and more openly against the Xi Jinping dictatorship regime. According to some people inside China, now people are violently against the regime trying to kill those people. And people feel like we have nowhere to go. You want to gouging money and killing us for nothing. And so just yesterday at one of the places, one person killed three Chinese Communist Party leaders. And so they locked down the area. And many other areas have tall buildings all on fire. And for the grain storage, and many places are already caught fire. But according to inside information, the leaders that control those grain storage already traded out for high price, selling those, sold those grains. And so probably it's empty. So those are a little bit a while back already burned down. And so right now the government employees, several months, have no payment. And so what Xi Jinping is facing is basically have no way out. Money, he gouged already, made people have no backup, no any savings. Most of people, just anybody have money, want to escape out of, escape it from China. And those who have no money, no nothing, and they just have their lives and a lot of debt. So now Chinese people facing is either live or die and fight against this regime, or just be rude and be killed and whatever the government wants to make you to be, whatever unpleasant.
So he's got a real problem. Xi Jinping has got a real problem over there. So the people are starting to riot. Like you said, if they have money, they try to get out of the country. If they don't have money, they don't have anything. They're starting to fight back. You said three communist leaders have been killed. They've got, you know, people now are rioting. They're mad. They're angry. So let me ask you, is this moving up the timetable for China's attack on Taiwan?
That's right. And I believe the Xi Jinping regime, in order to get the way out, is to switch people's attention. And if they have been kind of promoting national love a country and a patriotic, all that kind of a propaganda all the time. And they will promote that kind of thought and idea and also propaganda in big time. And then they will say, we want to take over Taiwan and liberate Taiwan. That is a part of us. And so he can switch people's attention and create the war, attack Taiwan. Is more likely at his difficult time, because Hong Kong's money he already basically used quite a bit. Ever since 1989, the Chinese Communist Party regime took over Hong Kong. People already lost their freedom. Their money is gone. Their freedom is gone. So what is the next? And this is the dictatorship Xi Jinping is facing. People are all stand up against you. And people
have
no
money
anymore either.
Let me ask you this. Do you believe a time frame already exists? When do you think China will move against Taiwan? Do you have a time frame? B, what do you make of the nearly 1,000% increase in military age Chinese males coming over our border? Are some of them Chinese shock troops, as Gordon Chang is warning, to carry out terrorist attacks and bombings and poison our water and do things here in America? So one, when do you think China will move against Taiwan? And who do you think these people are that are coming over the border that are Chinese military age males? Who are they?
I think the Chinese Communist Party regime have been preparing for against the United States and take over Taiwan for a long, long time. So therefore, stop the U.S. to support Taiwan. In order to do that, they already have a spyware everywhere. As everybody knows, we have communication is now so dangerous, controlled by the CCP. All ordinary people, everybody's router is made in China. And our phones, our computers, even our government are using the CCP everywhere. Zoom meeting everywhere, TikTok, even though it's still discussing so many years, it's still not really shut down yet. So there are some other spywares, online program and and so on. This could give the CCP advantage of time, almost like a just-in-time information to stop or prevent the United States to support Taiwan. This is very, very dangerous. So our communication is very important. And we must stop all the Chinese communication companies infiltrate against the United States. I feel like this field, we shouldn't allow any Chinese companies to have control of our control or not. I don't think we have those businesses should allow them to do that. However, there are several
absolutely not.
Chinese
all right.
communication
so,
companies.
Let me interrupt, though. No way should China have control of our communications. All right, so tell me before I have to let you go, what about the 1,000% spike in military-age Chinese males coming over our border? What's going on there?
I think they want to get the United States information and also want to stir up from inside, internally, inside the United States to help the CCP regime. That is related to all dimensions of the infiltration. Inside the military, inside our government, corrupted officials, and each level, important locations, communication and supplies and energy and all dimensions. The CCP has been prepared all that. And so because the Chinese Communist Party is a one-party system, so they control everything, and they send the spies to everywhere. Once the war is started, and all the spies in all different fields will do their best to help the regime, any one of them is still loyal to the Xi Jinping regime. So we must
give us your website. Give me your website before I have to let you go.
Chinese Democracy and the Human Rights Alliance website is freeourchina.com. And we hope people...
Freeourchina.com.
Yes, we should wake up, stop the CCP infiltration.
Absolutely. Jane Jin, thank you so much for being with us and being a voice that warns. You know exactly what you're talking about. You were raised on it. You saw it firsthand. Folks, visit her website. Mark it as a favorite and learn. She knows what she's talking about. Jane Jin, thanks so much for being with us tonight.
Thank you so much. We love you.
Joining me now. Thank you, Jane. Thank you so much.